Thank you for calling Local Flash. This is Ia. How can I help you today?
Okay. My name is Alan Zarek from AJZ Plumbing, and I was contacted, someone contacted me today, something about my website on Facebook, and I wanted to make some changes.
Okay. Not a problem with it, Alan. Let me just go ahead and pull up your account so I can help you with that, okay? One moment, please.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm just actually pulling up your account. I'm just waiting for the system to load up. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. So you did receive, so I just wanted to go over with your Facebook first, because that's the most recent that I see here. Okay. So we have received your Facebook URL already. Let me confirm. Give me just one moment here. Okay, we have added it on our system. Go ahead.
Yeah, somebody called me this morning. I forgot who it was, and then we got cut off and was verifying things, and I wanted to make some changes.
Okay, not a problem with that. So it looks like the website, we are on the process of setting it up, but what specific changes that you wanted to go over, Alan?
Okay. Now, is this out? This is out in progress, right? This is actually on the website right now, so people could see this, right?
Well, your account just got, let's see, 2 days. We have ordered the domain, but basically it's blank right now, so it's not published yet, right?
Okay, so I'm the only one seeing this then, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, okay. That's right.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing, because I wanted to make quite a few changes on there. Not that I mean you guys have done a great job and it's beautiful, but some things just need to be changed. Okay.
Sure. Actually, that's great. We can go over with the changes now, so when we do finalize it, everything will be corrected already. So. Actually, you know what? Everything just loaded in here. I can see some information, but again, it's not finalized yet, especially with photos. But yeah, what specific changes that you wanted to go over here with your website?
Okay. Well, starting with the top right, this is our services, correct? There's service in this county, Nando County. Then the next line says from shower installation to shower repair. I want to change that. From toilet repair to tankless installations.
Tankless installations. Okay.
Okay. All right. Now going down, you have all the stars on all those things. I have a question. Okay. It says plumber, plumbing services. I don't get that.
Right. That I know it's kind of redundant, but we are actually going to filter that, so it doesn't, it doesn't sound redundant actually, or it doesn't look like that. So we should be having, because pretty much these are your services and keywords, but again, we will be categorizing everything in here. But I totally get what you mean. So there shouldn't be, it is already considered as, or you're already considered as plumbing. So I don't think it would be necessary to put that as services actually for plumber and plumbing services. It was just automated on the system since it's part of your keywords. But we should be removing that too.
Okay. So, all right. So, because I want to go right down a line with something. What I believe the order should be from from least to most is how I figure things. I think I don't know if the world sees it the same way I do, but that's what I'd like. And maybe your feedback after you guys look at what I put down, you'll say, hey, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that. All right, so you and I both agree that plumbing and plumbing services should go away. Okay.
Exactly, correct. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. This is, at the end of the day, this is your website, so we can get your feedback and we'll see how it will look like with optimization and the finalization of the services. But yeah, go ahead. Go with the in order.
All right, so I took off plumber and plumbing services, and then I started. Here's the way I started it. Toilet repair. Toilet replacement, faucet repair or replacement. That's my third.
Oh, sorry. Toilet repair and replacement, of course.
Right.
And.
All right. So yeah, you can make that one line, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. All right. Faucet repair or replacement. You got that.
Replacement. Okay, I got it.
All right, next one will be garbage disposal replacement, because there's really no fixing a garbage disposal.
Replacement. Okay, so remove the repair, and it should be replacement. Okay, I got it?
Correct, right. Now, next I want dishwasher installations.
Okay.
All right, next would be shower or tub valve repair or replace.
All right. One moment here.
Quite a bit, mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, that's fine. I'm sorry. I think I missed. So I have shower installation and repair. What was the other one again?
No. Shower or tub valve repair or replacement.
Repair or replacement. Okay, so no install, right?
Right. No, that's going to come after that, because there's a lot of people call about a particular valve, and then there's the next line I will explain. The next line will be bathtub installation, and the next line after that will be shower installation, because they are different.
I see. Right, I get it now. Okay, not a problem. Let me make sure I have it listed in here. Give me 1 second, okay? Let me have that in order. Okay, go ahead for the next one. So I have now the bathtub and shower installation. What's next?
Okay. All right, leak repair, which you already have in there. I just changed it in order, right?
Yep.
Then I put down my next one that I thought was proper would be broken pipe repair.
Broken pipe repair, all right.
Okay. Next one I have down is sewer pipe repair.
Sewer pipe repair. Oh, I don't have that, I think. Sewer pipe repair. Okay, I have it now.
Okay. Now, the next one I have down is sewer replacement / installation, because they can be two different things.
Okay. / installation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Next, I have drain cleaning services.
Okay, let's see here. Drain cleaning services. All right, got that?
Okay. Next would be water damage cleanup.
Okay. Water damage cleanup. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next I have emergency flood / plumbing services.
Emergency flood services?
Emergency flood / plumbing services.
Plumbing, okay. Plumbing
because
services.
I work along with another company called DKI, but I don't want to put them in without their permission. If I get an emergency flood, I can go to the house and then call them and they'll do the water cleanup. So I work with them, but I don't want to put them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So That's something that you contact them personally as your third party partner, right? Or for that specific service. Okay, I get it. No problem with that. So yeah, we have emergency flood / plumbing services. Okay, what's next?
Yes, ma'am. All right, next I have electric water heater installation.
Electric water heater installation. Should we remove the tankless, or are they different?
I'm getting to that. You'll see.
Okay. Okay. Electric water heater installation. Okay.
I know you guys did a good job, but I know my plumbing stuff, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And underneath the electric water heater installation will be gas water heater installation.
Gas water heater installations. Okay.
Because people always segregate these two, even though, like, when we do a water heater, it encompasses a lot of different things. But when you break it down, then people understand better. Okay.
Right.
And now I'm going to go to, because they always think, oh, you do gas. They treat gas as like it's like a separate entity, but really it's not. It's just a different, you know, a different heater. You know,
I see. Now,
and now the one after gas water heat installation will be electric tankless installation.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I get the sequence now. Those are totally different services. Okay, I got it. Electric tankless water heater installation. Okay.
Right now, under that will be gas tankless installation.
I figured. Okay, I got that for you. All right.
If you thought better, we could combine them and put electric or / gas tankless insulation, whatever you choose. But or does it look better if you got more down, more down, or what? You tell me. What do you think?
Let's see. I think your the sequence of what we're doing right now is actually. I think it's good because it's more understand. I mean, people can understand it better, the difference of the services.
Okay.
But yeah, no worries. I can also check this with our content team and see what would be best. But for me personally, if I'm a regular person looking at your website, looking for services, I would understand it more that those are two different things. So I guess I'll go with that.
Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, two more. Whole house repiping.
Whole house repiping. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the last one that nobody thought of that they even asked me, but I do, is water softening.
Water softening.
Yeah, water softening / conditioning. Well, let's do it like that. Water softening / conditioning. Because some people don't,
Mm-hmm.
And that,
right.
And that's, okay, see, and if you notice then, I took out sink repair and some pump.
Mm-hmm.
I took those things totally out because, number one, I don't know how you repair a sink. And number two, I really don't get much sump pumps, so I left it out. They're very uncommon here, so I just left those out.
I see. Okay, not a problem. Actually, I'm glad that we are going over with this. So at least once we finalize your website, everything, once we publish it, everything is already in order. So yeah, I'll make sure to have this submitted. So the last one that I have listed here. Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the last one you had listed was
water softening / conditioning. Uh-huh.
Condition, right. Okay. Okay, now I'm going down to where it's about us.
Okay.
If you're on the site with me.
Yep.
Okay. Now, reading the line says, thank you for visiting AGC Plumbing, locally owned and operated in Homosassa Springs. I always thought I lived in Homosassa, but if I guess they're the same difference. We are responsible, knowledgeable, and what did I do? I changed it to... took out plumbers and put down company because right now I am only my soul. I do have somebody else every now and then, but I don't want to mislead people like that we're a big, you know, a whole bunch of plumbers. So I wanted to put knowledgeable company.
Company, okay.
Okay. With over 25 years of professional experience.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that may, am I making it sound like we've been in business 25 years or what?
Oh, yes. I mean, exactly. I mean, I totally agree with you on that. So, you know, that gives, I believe that gives you more credibility and also, what do you call that? Building trust in that kind of section. But yeah, I will go with that too.
Okay. But what I'm saying though, is it sounding like the company's been in business 25 years? Because if that's the case, then I'll change it back to plumbers and not make the company sound 25 years. I don't want to mislead myself or anybody in that respect, you know? Cause,
oh, I don't think so. I mean,
The reason why I'm saying that is because the last line, I wanted to change too. I didn't want to put founded in 2020. I didn't want people to understand that, you know, well, how's you got 25 years and the company's only founded in 2020? I wanted to get rid of that totally, you know?
I get your point. Well, here, we have what we call, of course, the experience, right? So whether you have worked with someone before, but the company was just basically established in 2020, but if that makes you more comfortable not putting since 2020, that's also totally fine. I can remove that for you. So, of course, we can focus on your experience only, regardless of when your business was established, or basically just the name itself, your brand, because that 2020 only reflects with the name of your business, basically, or the branding. So we can totally have that removed if that makes you more comfortable, actually.
Yeah, all right, but let's go back to where we were, where I made you make a change. Okay. I think I want to stay with plumbers and get rid of company. You know, you put down knowledgeable, you guys put down knowledgeable plumbers, and all I did was add with 25 years of professional
experience.
Professional in there, and I put company. Mm-hmm. I think I want to stay with what you said with plumbers. That way,
okay.
It doesn't look like the company's been in business 25 years. I don't want to mislead myself or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's stay with plumbers, knowledgeable plumbers.
Okay.
With over 25 years of professional experience is what I wanted to read.
Okay, not a problem. I'll go ahead and fix that for you. So we'll keep the plumbers with over 25 years of professional experience. Where am I? Of experience performing.
Yeah,
so the rest.
And now we have to change something else because we have to get rid of that sump pumps from. And again, we have to think repair. Yeah, this. So let's go to where it says from sink repair to sump pumps. Let's change that from toilet repair to tankless installation.
Installation. Okay, I got it.
And therefore, if I stay in line with my thinking, what I started everything with on my list of stuff was toilet repair, and I went all the way down to the bottom of my list with electric tanklesses. So I brought it back together with from the least kind of like to the most is what
exactly.
I did in my thinking. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
We are on the same page. That's good.
That's good.
Actually, I got that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the next line says all of our commercial and residential services, I want to flip that. Residential first. I want that to be the primary thing that people seek. I do little commercial work, but I don't want to get rid of it. But I want residential to be first.
Okay. All of our residential and commercial services. Okay.
All right. Hear me out on this thing. I'm gonna suggest something, and then you tell me. All right, so we changed that, and it says services are priced affordably and competitively. And flat rate priced.
Okay.
What do you think?
Do you want to combine, or do you want to add the flat rate price with affordably and competitively, or want to have that removed?
Well, that's what I'm asking. All right, because what I do is like, and I'm not the only company that does this. A lot of companies come in, they have a service call, you know, for getting there. Then they have their stopwatch for how long they're in the house. I don't do that. I have a flat rate pricing, pretty much.
Oh,
unless the job. So how do you think I should fit that in there? Or do I need to put that in there at all?
I think that's actually a great marketing because, you know, other companies doesn't do that. You're right. So I think that would also catch customers' attention that you are providing flat rate pricing instead of, you know, hourly. So, yeah, in my opinion, we can market the flat rate pricing. That's actually really great.
All right, so you fit it in there, make it sound good.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it in there.
No worries. We'll reconstruct basically that line and we'll fit the flat rate pricing instead of the one that is already existing. Okay, great.
Okay. All right, but yeah, I think that would be good. All right.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, where is it? Hold on, where are we? We are fully insured. So I want to get rid of founded in 2020. I want to get rid of that. And start with AK Plumbing Services. Okay.
Okay.
And what I'd like also, down the line says we cater to the needs of our clients. I want to put down our customers. I think it sounds more friendly, customers rather than clients.
I agree. Okay. Let's see. So we will be removing founded in 2020. So we'll be removing that. So instead we have AJZ Plumbing Services, blah, blah, blah. We cater to the needs of our customers instead of clients. Okay.
Correct. It sounds much more friendly.
Right. Exactly. It's more inviting, actually. Customers. I'm just taking down notes, actually. Remove clients. Okay. All right. I got that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I think now when somebody – all right, so that's all I can see that I've I'm toying about on Sunday here. When we move down the line there – well, again, we have in big bold, proudly serving Citrus, Hernando County, blah, 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 the whole thing. And then again, you have since 2020. I want to get rid of that then.
Okay. All right. Let me remove. Okay. You want to keep the service areas, right? The proudly serving section?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll leave that as it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we come down to Sunday. Sunday is – I don't want to lose Sunday, but I don't want to work Sunday. So this is what I was thinking, and you tell me.
How about by appointment?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Because I was toying with that idea too, by appointment or emergency onlys, emergencies.
Okay.
What do you think?
Give me one second here. So we can put by appointment Sunday, for emergency services only. Yes, that would be good. Let me take note of that. By appointment.
You guys figured out what would sound better, but I don't typically want to work Sunday. Sunday is for God and I and my family, you know, but I will be if somebody calls me for an emergency, but I know a lot of companies say they're always available, which isn't true.
Right.
I've had people call me and say, hey, you know, we call this guy, he said he has 24-hour service, but we can't get him. You know, we can't get them, so we called you, you know.
I see. Right. So, yeah, no worries. We are more transparent in here. You know, you don't want to put there that you are available on Sunday, which, of course, you do want to have your free time as well, but you're willing to go out there if it's an emergency need, right? Yeah, for sure. I can go have it changed to, but the rest is good, right? 7 a.m.
Yes,
to 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays. Okay. All right.
Yes.
No problem. We'll go ahead and edit that section. Okay.
Okay. That's all I can see right now. That's on my site. So I don't think there's anything else built on there yet, right? So.
Correct.
Okay.
However, I just wanted to bring this up real quick here, Alan,
yes,
because you do have an existing listing already, right? Your Google My Business? Oh, let's see. Give me 1 second. I'm just referring to the notes, actually. AJZ Plumbing LLC. Oh, I'm quite confused.
I shouldn't have... anything on Google that I know of.
Correct. Actually, I was just confused with the notes here. But, yes, we are creating a listing for you. So nothing is reflecting online right now since we are in the process of setting up everything anyway. So once I send this request, once we do finalize, it should – once we do publish, then the changes should reflect, okay?
Okay. Now – They asked me about pictures and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not understanding what they want for on this. Do they want pictures of jobs that have been completed? And, you know, is that what they're looking for
mm-hmm.
to put on?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
So anything work-related, so we can showcase that to your website. And, of course, people can see your work, too, the completed work. So, actually, even if it's on maybe a before and after, that would be great, so they can see the final results, right? So anything work-related, so we can put that in your website and Google listings, that would be great.
Okay.
Anything else that you wanted to change into your website?
Not a present. No, nothing at present. No.
Okay. So no worries, Alan. We will go ahead and send you a notification once your website is up and running. So if in case you wanted to re-review it or if you have something in mind that time, you can always give us a call so we can go over with the changes. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. And yes, one more thing. We sent a Google pin or Google verification to your address. So just keep an eye on that and just let us know once you receive it so we can have your listing verified, okay? I believe you do have another question. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No. I apologize. I forgot your name.
Oh, it's okay. My name is Iya. E-Y-A.
E-Y-A. Iya.
Yes.
Well, that's a pretty name.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, the spelling of it has an H at the end, but I don't usually add that, so it's like yeah, Y-E-A-H, but my parents just mixed it up, so it became Ia. That's weird.
Okay.
But thank you.
Okay. Now, what's the origin of that name then?
You know, the word yeah, like Y-E-A, when you say yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, that's actually, it's funny, but that's it. If you reverse the E, the Y and the E, it's my name.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. My mom just maybe loved that name before, and she named that to me. Well,
okay.
I love it, though.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
there's really no origin whatsoever, to be honest.
Okay. Well, mom did a good job. You like it, so that's all that matters, right?
Exactly.
That's very, very nice. Okay.
Awesome.
Now, can we?
Thank you.
If I call in, can I ask? I spoke to Chris once before, and I like speaking to Chris. I mean, can I speak to either one of you? Can I request you guys like, if I ever have any changes?
Yeah, for sure. Well, you can either actually you can text this number, Ellen, the 877-635-6225, requesting for a callback from us. So that would be great. But if in case you do call back and if you wanted to speak with us, then someone can be able to transfer, or if someone answered and it's not us, then they can just transfer it to me or Chris. As long as, of course, that we are available and, you know, not talking to another customer, too. As long as I'm available, I can go ahead and take over your call. Or, if you would prefer a callback, you can just text me, put my name or Chris, so we can call you right away, okay?
Okay, very good.
Awesome. Alrighty. Thank you so much, Ellen. Anything else?
Yeah, no, that's good. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was a pleasure, too. Thank you so much. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. I do have one more question. So all these things that we went over, when will I be able to see them go on? I mean, did you change them immediately or what?
Oh, I have to send it first. We do have a content team who does make the changes, actually. But usually for the changes to reflect, it's 24 to 48 hours. But since we just basically started or ordered your domain, it should be ready because we are waiting for your Google Ads to be approved because we use your webpage for the landing page. But for the change, let's see. It's actually on pending approval. I would actually say, just to be safe, Alan, 72 business hours, because again, your account is fairly brand new and we are in the process of setting it up. So, but most importantly, it will reflect once your account is already published. Okay? You will receive an email too.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Thanks again, and you have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.